Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacey Martindale, French and History graduate and current and field student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, January 5th, 1951, the agricultural reporter highlighted a recent moment of celebration for the Church Lads Brigade, a local youth organization for boys. During the Advent season, Holy Innocents' Day was observed within the Anglican Church on Friday, December 28th, with an early morning service held at St. Leonard's Church at 8 a.m. The day was not only a sacred observance, but also a proud milestone for the young men of the St. Leonard's Company of the Church Lads Brigade. Dressed in uniform, the boys assembled at St. Leonard's Boys School before marching together to the church. During the service, the Reverend B.C. Howell addressed the company, after which certificates and membership cards were formally addressed to the officers and boys respectively. Celebrations continued back at the schoolroom, where a small library was officially opened for the benefit of the company, underscoring a commitment to learning alongside service. As evening fell, attention shifted to the YMCA Hall, where an inspection and praise-giving ceremony took place. Proceedings commenced at 8 p.m. with the reading of the brigade service by the chaplain. The inspection was carried out by the captain of the St. Luke's Company, the Reverend Dr. Taylor, before whom the boys proudly saluted and demonstrated their military drills. His subsequent address, delivered with humor, kept the audience thoroughly entertained as he praised the sharp appearance and commendable performance of the young men. Further speeches were given by the Reverend W.G. Murray, J. Gardner Austin, and the Reverend B.C. Howell, each adding their voice to the evening's commendations. Prizes were then distributed to the non-commissioned officers by Mrs. W.P. Leacock, while Mrs. James Sanderson pinned chevrons onto the uniforms of the recipients. The evening concluded with the singing of the national anthem, followed by a collection in support of the Church Lads Brigade, an essential contribution towards sustaining the future of this valued organization. This jubilant celebration of wholesome activities for young men in the community was displayed in the Barbados Agricultural Reporter on this day, January 5th, 1901.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.